So Paul Hurst joins me for South Coast Sports Radio, the Grimsby Town manager. Paul, Grimsby have won by 2-1. Let's start from the beginning. An absolute nightmare build-up for yourself. Just talk me through it.
Yeah, I've been come down the day before and prepared correctly. The coach got stuck in traffic after, you know, coming and dropping the kit off. So we're nice and prepared and you know, from there it was a bit of a nightmare in truth.
Are the rumours true that you actually walked to the ground or started walking to the ground? What are the truth in those rumours?
No, I was trying to have obviously contact with the coach driver, and then once it became evident he wasn't going to get there, what I did do is trying to order a minibus and taxis. But they were having the same issues in terms of getting out of the traffic to the hotel. So after a little while and more conversations, we decided to walk up from the hotel to the side of the road for when he did arrive. And we were there a little while. And then we had contact with the police from here, and then also a policeman on a bike. And said that he'll try and get us there as soon as possible, but we skipped a little bit of traffic on the way in, but it wasn't easy, you know, not like a full police escort that could stop everything. But, you know, strangely enough, we talked about not having it as an excuse, and the lads started the game well and, you know, got in front.
Let's talk about the game now. Very early goal from Arnold. He scored an absolute worldie to kick the game off. That's a great start for your side, isn't it?
It was. I mean, we missed a chance before that with Sean Pearson, a header that he should have buried. And we kind of said on the bench, will we get a better chance? And then it's not really a chance, but it's a good touch and a good improvisation. I think the TV would have been a little bit harsh on Flitney, saying about him perhaps being in the wrong position. I think it's
a bit harsh, though.
I think so, personally. And a great finish and off to a great start. Could have got even better when we had another chance with Ollie Palmer at the post.
Well, obviously, having a Waterloo fan, all know all about Ollie. What does he bring to your side, and will you be looking to sign him permanently?
He brings energy. He's brought goals to us and a willingness to run. You know, the size of him, sometimes you want a little bit more in terms of in the air and things like that. But just a willingness to work, and the two front lads did that extremely well for us.
And will you be looking to sign him from Mansfield?
He's a Mansfield Town player, so I'm not sure. You know, I think they've got the option to keep him.
Need to ask you about James McCune. He's obviously had a couple of altercations with Jay Reason, I believe, yeah, up front. Just talk to me about your view from the bench.
I saw there was a scramble after the first one a bit later on. I'm not sure exactly what was happening. So a couple of bodies on the floor and seemed to be almost having a race to see who could get up first and tangled up. And the one when he's kicked it, obviously Jay's trying to sort of shadow him. And I asked the fourth, I wasn't sure entirely what the rules are. I didn't think that was, you know, supposedly allowed, and then he seemed to be, you know, some contact in it, and he's fell over. So I haven't seen it on TV as yet, but I know that it seems to be a hot talking point around here.
It seemed to be a little bit of a stamp from where we are.
Right.
Any comments on that?
I haven't seen it, so it'd be wrong for me to comment.
Right, fair enough. On to Odebay's goal for Eastleigh. Any particular thing that disappointed you in that goal for Eastleigh?
I think you have to give them some credit. Again, Reason's over the ball. We know the quality he's got. I'm sure you've seen it this season, and I think we have to put as many men in the wall as we did, and ultimately that left us just a little bit short to pick up. It's good ball in. Maybe the only slight thing is he was almost, you know, free. Perhaps we should have marked inside of him and left, you know, the first header. Maybe have to defend that.
The game's been level for then 10 minutes, and then with 18 to go, Nathan Arnold's got an absolute worldie to win it. What did you make of the goal to give you guys the lead?
A couple of great touches after a long kick, and you know, they say on TV the goals all have come as sort of second balls, people on the toes, and I think the strike's probably better than the first one in truth. He might have a favourite, I don't know, but it was great to see it nestling in the goal and, you know, send our fans, put them on the feet and singing away.
I need to get a word about your fans. Being the Conference South fan and doing a radio for Haven, I've never heard away travelling support like that. What was your view on them?
They're fantastic. You know, it's a long way. We have got quite a few supporters down here. you know, southern based, but we also had quite a few that have travelled, which on a midweek, although it's a big game, you know, it's a big ask, a long journey. I think traffic's been bad for them on the way down as well. And they've been fantastic. We've had some really big followings, particularly since Christmas. And, you know, I'm glad we've been able to reward them over the course of the season and of course, tonight.
And how close do you think Eastleigh are, as the manager of Grimsby, to getting to Wembley? How close do you think Grimsby are now?
We've got a slight advantage, but ultimately it's still a long way to go. I thought Eastleigh played well tonight, and they're not going to come to Blundell Park and roll over. So we've got to be on as guard. We've seen, you know, some of the threats that they pose, and you know, sometimes when you're behind, perhaps it just makes your job a little bit easier. You know, it's important that I stress to my players what I want from them, and that we don't, you know, sit back and just try and protect a lead.
And finally, final question from myself to you is, with Grimsby holding a slight lead, there might be a few people who are on the fence as to coming on Sunday at Blundell Park. What's your message to the people who may be thinking about coming, Paul?
They need to go. We need as many as possible there. I think we should sell out our allocation and get behind the lads. It's going to be a tense affair. It's naturally, it's still, you know, like I said, I'm sure bookmakers and things like that will have us as favourites, but ultimately still a big job to do. And if we think for 1 minute that we are at Wembley, then we'll come unstuck.
Well, Paul, thank you very much for speaking with us. Have a safe journey home, and hopefully it's not going to be too long.
No, I hope not. Thanks very much.
Paul, thank
Cheers.
You.